U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings at our Aspen Ideas Festival program last week.
We can't let a Democratic contender get away with worrying about the unions to the expense of poor and minority kids, nor can we let Republicans get away with the same old, you know, local control, federalism, school choice, and only that. And that is not the debate. The debate is, how are we going to have very fundamental change in our system?
Well, my next guest is worrying about the unions, and it's her job. She's the head of one. Now, the presidential candidates are just starting to stake out positions on education, but New Yorkers like Joel Klein, Al Sharpton, and Randy Weingarten are definitely doing so. Weingarten has just risen from president of the New York-based United Federation of Teachers to head of the National American Federation of Teachers. Yesterday, she gave a major education policy speech, seemingly at odds, at least to some degree, with the joint Sharpton-Klein approach that's been getting some press, which focuses more on accountability of teachers and in schools. Weingarten called for more education but less standardized testing and schools as community centers, and she joins me now. Hi, Randy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
And congratulations on your elevation, I guess we should call it.
Thank you.
Tell us what you were trying to get across in your speech, because there are definitely some interesting ideas here.
Look, we know, first and foremost, we know that teachers are the most important factor in a child's education. And as you know, from what I've tried to do in New York, we came up with an accountability plan. The union runs two charter schools ourselves. We have embraced accountability. We want it to be top to bottom and bottom to top. So we're not afraid of accountability. The real issue becomes how we help once and for all, not just talk about the achievement gap and not just blame everybody, as the Sharpton-Klein approach attempts to do, but let's try and really rededicate ourselves to eliminating the achievement gap and educating the whole child. And what we've learned in the last several years, and there's another committee, the Bold, Broader Approach, that have said this very beautifully, led by Pedro Noguera, that schools can't do it all. We have to do a lot, but we can't do it all. So if you actually brought in to a school, because a school is the center of a community, but bring into the school, you know, medical, like dental, health clinic services for kids, so that a parent knows that a child can get, you know, health care, you know, plus, which we have in New York State, or in other places they have other things. Bring into the school, after school, services for parents, so that if a parent wants to have a GED, if a parent doesn't have it, if a parent needs an English immersion program, bring that in so the school really is a centerpiece. I'm not saying that the school should do all of this, but I'm saying that the school should be that central focus. Now, what's interesting is that...
Why do you think this isn't happening now? Because a lot of people say that the schools are, in effect, underutilized, that they could be these major community centers that they're not now. I know Mayor Bloomberg is trying to have a playgrounds to parks initiative, which allows schoolyards not to be locked up at 3:30 like
exactly
they so
right.
often are, things like that. What's the biggest obstacle to this?
I think there's two obstacles. One, this is a very bold, I don't mean it's bold, obviously, because, you know, I raised it yesterday, but it's very bold, and it's a very daunting thing to do. And one of the things I thought that those mayors who wanted mayoral control would do would be to integrate services like this. Because what it is, it takes really good management to efficaciously use every single penny that's now spent on health care, that's now spent on social services, to try to remanage it so that it's focused in this kind of way.
Were you also calling for a longer school day and longer school year?
I am calling for opening up the schools so that they can be used in this kind of way. Now, kids, when people talk about longer school days and longer school years, we're not averse to longer school days and longer school years. The issue has always been, and frankly, we do this in the UFT Secondary Charter School. We have a longer school day for kids. We stagger the work hours for teachers. The issue is always that teachers, when they do five teaching periods a day, this is exhausting emotional and intellectual work. And so we want to make sure that people are doing the best work they can do. Plus, teachers spend lots and lots and lots of time out of school. So, but you have to keep the schools open. You have to make them the center.
Is this a distraction? Even though I personally like the idea of using schools in this way, is this also a distraction on your part? From, look, when we were in Aspen, we had a panel of the Education Secretary Margaret Spellings, the education philanthropist Eli Broad, and Wendy Kopp, who runs Teach for America, and they were all agreeing with this sharp decline, and aren't they strange bedfellows to begin with, all for more accountability, more performance pay for teachers, more financial incentives for teachers to teach at the most difficult schools, things like that. So are you trying to distract the nation from that conversation?
Actually, Brian, we've done, frankly, with all due respect to the Sharpton-Klein approach, this approach is far bolder and far broader. I mean, and I'm glad that Reverend Sharpton has gotten involved in the last few weeks in terms of education. I think that's really important. But there's a difference between doing a one-off and doing something that says have one great teacher in a school versus trying to lift all boats. And ultimately, what we're trying to do is we're trying to say we're not. This is when we talk about schools as community schools. We're not shirking any responsibility in terms of ensuring teacher quality, but you talk about teacher quality in terms of how do you recruit and how do you retain the best and the brightest and how do you support them in school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've actually raised various different ways in New York about getting and keeping teachers in hard-to-staff schools. Most of the proposals that we've raised in this regard have been rejected by Joel Klein. We've raised and done performance pay in terms of school-based bonuses in New York City. So this is not about saying that those things shouldn't happen. What we say about all of those things is that you do them with teachers. You don't impose them on teachers.
But you want less standardized testing and less measuring of teachers, at least as it affects their salaries, with respect to the outcomes of students relative to what some other people want.
What I'm saying is their answer, there are certain things that I may disagree with them on about the use of standardized testing. When your only answer to every single question is use standardized testing or use data, then what happens is that you're not educating the whole child. And so ultimately what we're saying is, of course, standardized testing has its role, but you can't have standardized testing in a way that you're doing more test prep than you're doing math or than you're doing science and social studies combined.
But we just have a minute left. If I understand correctly, you called in your speech for the abolition of No Child Left Behind because it's too broken to fix. Margaret Spellings, who's a big advocate of No Child, said that it's certainly got its problems and they've been working on the problems, but it has started to serve its primary purpose, which is to finally measure outcomes in a measurable way that looks at the Black and Latino achievement gap and holds schools accountable for closing that gap.
What I said was that No Child Left Behind in its design does not work and has outlived its usefulness, but I did call for having a system that has the accountability to measure outcomes, that has a goal of it to actually eliminate the achievement gap. I called for high standards, and I said that we are willing to step up to the plate and to do the things that we have to do. The issue is the balance. No Child Left Behind is only about testing and sanctions.
In our last 20 seconds, should I assume you have or will come to the conclusion that Obama is closer to your vision than McCain?
We actually endorsed enthusiastically Senator Obama on Sunday, and I've talked to him. And I said yesterday in my speech that those of us who were working for Hillary Clinton will be working as fiercely for Senator Obama.
Does that make him in the pocket of the unions, as Spellings warned against?
Ten seconds. Margaret Spellings should not be saying that. She understands that teachers are very important, and teachers and their unions are the same thing.
AFT President Randy Weingarten, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.